Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Foreigners Generals podcast. My name is Caroline and I was born and brought up in Kenya and I've been living in Germany for over 15 years now. Today is the 27th of March 2021. I would like to share my thoughts about what happened this week. This week has been a very difficult week in Germany for the political class, especially for Angela Merkel. So first and foremost, what is happening in Germany is that the number of coronavirus cases is increasing exponentially. So I think today we had over 20,000 cases, which are really, really high numbers. Those kind of numbers were only seen in Germany beginning of the year. So this is a pretty serious situation. So this week, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor, met up with the Prime Ministers of the 16 Bundesländer at the Federal States of Germany. And she met up with the Prime Ministers to come up with a way forward. So they came up with the idea that they were going to close up the economy like for the whole of Easter. They were going to have there was going to be a total shutdown of the economy. Now, what's happened is that the plan was that from Thursday was going to be a holiday and plus the whole of Easter, and there was going to be complete shutdown. Now, immediately that this was announced, everyone went crazy, you know. And I think that this is also something that is kind of typical German. As someone who was brought up in Kenya, I know that if the president announced that we're going to have an extra holiday, people would probably be really, really happy. That was not the case in Germany. So as soon as this was announced, there were complaints from all over the place. You know, they all asked, like, what exactly, how was it supposed to be put in practice? You know, how, those kind of spontaneous decisions, if you don't think through the consequences and things, I think those people in Germany just act completely overwhelmed, you know. So the next day, Angela Merkel came out and basically apologized for this, and basically the decisions were basically cancelled, you know. So the problem is that coronavirus is spreading really, really fast. The third wave is basically here, but now it seems like basically there is no, like, the complete shutdown is not happening. So basically the different federal states are supposed to decide what to do. Now, the whole thing, one of the things that I really liked about Germany, coming to Germany, was the realization that the federal states, like, I live in Baden-Württemberg, and we have a prime minister who is a Green, from the Green Party, and basically the decisions are made there, like, the things are very local, you know, because you have basically your own government, you know. Merkel is the head of the whole of, like the whole government, but basically the prime ministers of the different Bundesländer basically run their states, you know. So there are so many advantages to this, but I think when it comes to coronavirus, I think it's a disaster, you know, because everyone thinking about their own solutions, somehow it's just really difficult for Merkel. Merkel has to take responsibility for everything. She has somehow to lead the discussions, and yet she doesn't have the local powers to actually implement whatever decisions are made, you know. So I think that this is a very, very big weakness that has been shown when it to, like, because of the devolved powers, the power does not, whether the decisions that have been made at the federal level are implemented, she has nothing to do with it, you know. Like, she can tell the prime ministers as much as she wants. They still have to implement the stuff. And if they don't do it, she still has to face the consequences. You know, people will still blame her. Now, the amazing thing about this, you'd think that after all this catastrophe, that Merkel would, the popularity of Merkel would reduce. But actually, yesterday, in the news, there was the people were asked, and there are these results of the poll, and basically Merkel is still by far the most popular politician in Germany, you know. So she has, people are disappointed about the way things are running, but I think people kind of understand that she's always been for more strict measures, you know. She's never played down coronavirus, you know. She's always been really, really, she's taken it very seriously, you know. And in the different, I think the different prime ministers of the different Bundesländer. Some of them have not always taken it seriously or have not implemented the decisions made seriously. But I just think, like, yeah, it's all chaos, you know. So it was really chaotic, those decisions made, decisions taken back. And now we are basically looking at Easter with huge, huge, huge numbers of coronavirus cases. And it's just, I don't know how it's going to be. Yeah. The second thing that happened, and that I find also very funny, is the German Catholics are having a fight with the Vatican. So there've been these cases of Catholic priests abuse, the abuse that was conducted done by Catholic priests, and whether the Catholic priests have done enough, you know. Now people in Germany, Catholics in Germany, feel like this has not been the case. Like the church has tried to hide everything. The church has not always kind of they've not done enough to support the people, the victims of the abuse, or they've just been really dishonest with the way they've dealt with this. So basically, there's been so much criticisms of the Catholic Church. But this week, there was basically the Vatican basically sent out a message that they were not going to. They're not going to, the Catholic Church was not going to bless like same-sex marriages, you know, or same-sex relationships. And people in Germany basically went completely Catholic. German Catholics basically went completely crazy, you know. They completely the response was pretty aggressively, like they pushed back on it. And now I read that in some churches, the flags of the, like, the pride flags flying, you know, like kind of showing solidarity and support for same-sex couples, you know, flying in different churches. And like basically they've basically told them to piss off, you know. This is interesting for me because as someone who was born and raised up in Kenya, religion just had a completely different meaning. You know, people in Kenya are very religious. My family, they go to church every Sunday. You know, my family is very, very actively Christian. And in Germany, it's more like, yeah, people kind of engage with the church differently. You know, they think like they criticize the church. That holiness that you find in Kenya is just not there. You know, people think of the church as some institution, you know, that they can criticize, which it rarely happened in Kenya when I was growing up. So I'm always amused by this, you know. But basically, what this has resulted to is that people are leaving the Catholic Church in droves. The number of people leaving the Catholic Church has completely shot up. Now, what happens here in Germany is that if you are like, you have to always indicate what confession you are, like what your religion is, because the church, you pay tax to the church, you know. And this is not something that you have to that you do privately. This is something that you kind of have to tell the state, and the state collects the taxes for the church, you know. And basically, so basically, the German state, the German government collects taxes for the Catholic, for the churches, you know. So if you say you're Catholic, I pay taxes to the like, it's called Kirchensteuer. I pay it basically directly to the government, and then they forward it to the church, you know. So if people are upset to the church, what they do is that they change their status, you know, from let's say a Catholic member to nothing, you know, to atheist, you know. So this has really happened, and I'm just kind of wondering if eventually the Catholic Church will be will have. I mean, the less people pay taxes, the less people identify as Catholic, the less money they get, you know. And I'm just wondering how much German Catholics will eventually be able to maybe force some kind of reform of the Catholic Church. You know, I mean, I doubt that this will happen, but I find it so interesting to see, to listen to these discussions that are completely without like, when people treat the Catholic Church not as some holy people of God, but just as some individuals who can make mistakes and who are, yeah, who are nothing special, you know. And that is really interesting, you know, for someone like me who grew up completely in awe of the church and completely with a completely different relationship to the church. So that's it for today. I'm hoping that wherever you are, you're keeping safe, and that and that you spend the rest of the weekend well. And I'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.